Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show.
All right. Welcome to another episode of the Gym Business Coach Podcast. I'm your host today, Randy Engston, joined with Zach Columbia.
There's still that little hesitation.
I know. There's going to be, man.
Wait a second. That's not it.
We're 40 episodes in, and we're still getting the new
title. Brian, how many episodes have we done of Gym Business Coach Podcast? Oh, man.
As long as Brian's been in the seat.
Whatever, it was 700 episodes of Built to Grow, so now, yeah.
We're still getting used to the new one, but we've got a fun one today. We're going to dive into free. It's used wildly in this industry. It's been around forever. Gyms, for some reason, feel like they have to give away their services. But we're going to get into how that. Not only does it affect the business, I mean, I guess it is affecting your business, whether you realize it or not. But today I think we're going to take it from the lens of like, what is it doing to your team and the culture and staff structure, so forth. So why don't you kind of lay the foundation for us?
Yeah. Something that I don't think I've ever heard, anybody really talk about when we're debating whether or not free is the way that we should attract people into our business, and get them through the front door in hopes that they'll then convert to a paying member, right?
Sure.
And so there's this psychological kind of subconscious trickle-down effect that I think impacts the whole team when you are essentially giving away your services. And when you think about it, devaluing what it is that you do. And so just if we kind of look at this, you know, objectively, we step back and we look at it big picture, kind of, you know, from outside the four walls of your facility. If you're saying, hey, we're, you know, giving away a free week or free trial, even a free workout, that is communicating to your team that, hey, what we do doesn't have as much value. It's not as impactful. It's not as, it doesn't set your gym or your coach's education, their expertise, everything that, you know, their experience, all of that on a pedestal.
Mm-hmm.
It immediately removes a lot of the perceived authority that you as the business owner and the team has.
Yeah. I mean, like we talk all the time, right? You're the experts in the area. And if you're in, you know, in the scope of fitness, right, for our clientele, and I would agree, right? If we're giving away that service, what is this, what expert's willing to do so in any other industry at anywhere? You know what I mean?
Well, you're never going to go to a doctor.
Yeah.
You know, you're never going to go to a doctor and be like, well, you know, this has to be a free appointment and I have this big problem that I need to solve. I'm going to come in here and I'm going to get my first treatment for free, or, you know, my first appointment for free. And then if I like it, like I'll go ahead and, you know, pay for it after the fact. Like a doctor would never, that would never fly.
Sure.
And I would argue that what we do is probably more impactful or equally as impactful as a doctor, right?
Sure.
Like our coaches in our facility, they are delivering health to our clients. In my opinion, maybe I might be biased because, you know,
we're in the seat,
essentially, growing up in this industry, like, you know, and being in that coach's shoes, like your coach is a brilliant person usually.
Sure.
They have a lot of knowledge and they're helping people and potentially saving people's lives.
Yeah. I mean, think about, like, you know, it's easy to look at the reports of how many people visit a doctor and get help, right? We could say, you know, how many people got relief. I don't even want to say cure because how rare is that? But, you know, but from the preventative side, right? Like, that's an unknown variable. Like, it is an unknown statistic as to how many people did we keep away from, you know, prediabetes or heart disease or things like that because they had a gym and they were consistently working with a trainer or things like that.
Right? Yeah. Which, I mean,
we'll never know.
We have had a handful of members here who have had heart attacks, like Widowmaker heart attacks. And, you know, they went to the hospital and survived. And the doctor, you know, basically told them, hey, the only reason you are alive is because you've been working out and taking care of yourself. And they come back and tell us that. And I'm like, man, that's the greatest win ever for us, our team. But I just, you know, when we're talking about when I'm doing sales training, with directors, gym owners, I always try to position it as like, hey, think about yourself as a doctor and the person coming in as a patient. Like, that's the frame.
Yeah.
We're solving this massive health problem for our customers. That carries a lot of weight. And when you say like, hey, we'll just give this away for free in hopes that you like it and want to stay, right there, that commoditizes, it devalues what it is that you do. And you are essentially passing that message on to your staff of like, hey, what we do is just a commodity and it's really not that important and not that impactful. And I know you're super smart and went to school and learned all these things to help people, but like, the only way for us to attract clients is
to give
stuff away for free. I would assume that for all of our listeners, they want to have the Ritz-Carlton of fitness, right?
They
want their experience and everything in their business to feel as though it's like a premium service. Like, this is superior from our competitors. This is nicer. This is, you know, the best in class, best in industry. Well, your staff is not going to perform and live up to that standard if the message is that like, hey, we're just giving away our services for free.
Yeah.
If somebody's coming in, if you're attracting somebody into your business, you're saying, hey, this is a premium experience. We have the app. How many gyms claim they have the best coaches in the world? We have the best training staff. They're so educated. Well, if you truly believed that, then you wouldn't feel like you had to give away your services for free to get somebody to buy and come in and work with you.
I mean, I think it's even one step further. It's not even just a have to, it's that you could. Like, I don't think you, if you believed all of that to the point to where it was true,
All right, before we jump back into the episode, a quick note for the gym owners listening right now. If you're the kind of owner that is always pushing for the next level, you should know about the Growth Summit. Every year, we bring together some of the most driven gym owners in the industry for 3 days. This year, it's in Scottsdale. No fluff, no bullshit, just serious operators talking about what it really takes to build a gym that works as a business. Several thousand gym owners from all over the world so far have attended. So if you want to be in the room with people who refuse to settle for average, head on over to fitprogrowsummit.com and grab your ticket now, June 25th through 27th in Scottsdale. All right, let's get back to the show.
I don't think you would ever find yourself in a position where you even thought about giving away services for free.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not even like a have to. It's like a there's absolutely no way I would possibly consider that because of the value that we bring to the table. And so I think there is a misalignment between the value that gym owners are bringing to the table and really what they see that and what they share that, how they share that with the marketplace, for sure.
Yeah. And I think that I think this is a, like, you don't think about the ramifications in all the different ways that free negatively impacts your business.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we could talk about maybe, you know, we'll do another episode where we talk about the client psychology of this and, you know, the like all of those things, maybe attracting the wrong client and all that. But I don't think anybody thinks about the messaging that it communicates to the team. And I think that you, if you look at it through this lens, you go, you can really go, oh man, like, is the standard that I am setting for my team this standard of we are the best, we deserve to be compensated for that. And when we go out there on the training floor and we're taking care of our clients, we're delivering that five-star, you know, Ritz-Carlton type of like service, and it is best in class. Or is it, hey, we're free, you know, we're free. What we do is just kind of, we give it away just to see if we can get people to stay. And then that lowers the standard and the staff is going like, yeah, well, you know, what we do kind of matters, but not all that much. And
I can even see it on a training floor if they have multiple clients, you know what I mean? Like, who gets their time and attention? You know, like, oh, Mrs. Johnson's been over here paying us good money for years, and then this person's over here in their first week not paying us a dime. Like, well, when that person's need, Mrs. Johnson and this person need some support, like, I'm going to spend my time with Mrs. Johnson and leave this person. You know, like, I assume that there has to be some of that psychology running through there, even if it's not conscious.
That's a great point.
You know what I mean? Because like subconsciously, they don't value the client that's standing in front of them as yet.
The reality is, Randy, that's a great point, because the reality is, if you were going to do a consultation, let's say you're doing consultation with new members, one member pulls up in like, you know, a Honda Civic. And then another prospect pulls up in a Bentley. I'm guessing that you're probably going to be a little bit more dialed in for that Bentley client than you are that or prospect than that Honda Civic. Because in your mind, you're going, man, like, this person is going to buy all the services. Yeah. They can afford them.
Yeah.
And so I got to be on.
Mm-hmm.
With this person, it's like, oh, okay, like, I'm going to go through this process, but I don't really know how big of an investment that this is. Like,
they're willing to make, yeah.
They're willing to make. Right? And you're judging, like, for whatever it's worth, that's how the world works, right? So,
yeah. So right, wrong, indifferent. It right, just wrong, is.
Yeah. So if every single person that is coming into your gym is paying a premium, not getting it for free, and your staff knows that, and that's the standard, and that's part of your core values and how you hold your team and the culture you have, then that is what's going to get delivered consistently. And here's a little experiment. I would say, you know, get with your team, get a meeting together with your team and talk them up. Get everybody together and just say, like, hey guys, I just want you to know how important your job is and how smart you guys are and how great of a service that you deliver and experience you deliver for our clients, and instill that into them.
Yeah.
And then do it in the morning and then watch their performance that day. I guarantee you that every single person from that meeting is going to they're going to deliver a little bit better. Their energy is just going to be a little bit higher. Their interaction with the clients is just going to be a little bit more intentional. Like, their performance is going to increase because you just told them how important their role is, mm-hmm. and their job is. Okay. So I guess the point of the message is there's a psychological impact, not just on the client, but on the team when you devalue your service and say, hey, we'll give it away for free.
Yeah, I think that's kind of obviously that's the premise of this episode. It's one of those things, like you said, it's kind of an area that's gray. You know, you don't think about that when you're creating an offer, when you're putting something out there. We constantly talk about, you know, how does it benefit the team? How does it benefit the client and the business owner as well, and the owner as well. And almost every area of business has to you have to look through it through all three lenses. And this is that this is a really good point, because I don't think that the majority of gym owners have ever thought about the impact the offer has on the team's, you know, morale.
Yeah. Well, and you mentioned the owner. So
yeah, there you go.
Whether you think it's just a way that of doing business or not, that's having a psychological impact on you as the owner as well.
Sure.
Right. Whether, whether you want to admit it or not, there's a lot of gym owners that are just completely like burnt out, and they start to get jaded and, you know, almost despise the industry and their job and resent it. Right. And I would say, like, when you feel as though you have to give your services away for free in order to sell, then that's going to have a negative impact on you.
Sure.
Psychological impact on you as an owner, not just your team.
Wow. I mean, that's a lot to unpack. Obviously, you know, Zach's giving you a challenge. I'd say, you know, take that to your team. Go see how it impacts them. That's almost the opposite of giving it away for free, right? You're instilling that value in the team, building that morale. It reminds me of one of those great sales coaches, Zig Ziglar or Jim Rohn. One of them used to say, people will work for a paycheck, but they'll die for recognition. And like, that's a great way of doing it, right? Just build up that team, see the positive impact that has on your business for the day. And then you can associate that with kind of the inverse of that, right? If you're giving away your services, what is that impact that it's leaving on your team? And then, you know, yourself as well. And, maybe we'll do a follow-up episode in the next episode where we'll talk about like the client impact, how it impacts the business from the client's seat and their psychology when you're giving away your services.
Yeah.
But anything else to add for today?
No, I think they get the message.
Yeah, there we go. Hopefully. All right, guys. Hopefully. Well, that's all we have for this episode. Until next episode, keep changing lives. We'll see you in the next show.
If you enjoyed this episode and want to go a level deeper on the things that we talk about here, make sure you check out our YouTube channel. The podcast is where we have conversations about what's happening in the industry, but on YouTube, we go way deeper. We break down the frameworks, the strategies, and the systems that gym owners are using to build stronger businesses. We walk through examples, give you visuals and real-world scenarios so you can actually see how things work. So if you're serious about improving your gym and you want a more detailed breakdown beyond what we can cover in the podcast episode, head on over to our YouTube channel. Just search Gym Business Coach on YouTube, or head on over to youtube.com/@The Gym Business Coach, all one word. Hope to see you there, and take care.